بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب التغليظ في تحريم السحر. There is a chapter on how very strongly it is totally haram to make jadu. That is also unfortunately a practice which is common also, and to do it is completely haram also, and a person should by no way get involved in any type of jadu, etc. قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى says وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. That it was not Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, who made kufr, but it is the shayateen, the evil shaitans, who made kufr, and they taught people how to make jadu. So this was on this ayat was revealed on the occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about the virtues and goodness of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Jews of the time, the Yahud, they said that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was practicing jadu, and he used to teach people and he used to practice jadu. So, and therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, na'uzu billah, they said is not a true Nabi, because he's giving wrong information about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah revealed the ayat that wama kafara Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam never, there is no question of course, this was a total false accusation of the Jews that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam never made jadu, he never made kufr in disbelief in Allah. This practice, it is the kufr of the shayateen, that they used to teach the people how to make jadu. Jadu is a reality, it does exist. But a person, Allah has given us more than enough precaution to safeguard ourselves. Firstly, a person should stay in a state of purity, paki all the time. That is, we shouldn't be in need of a ghusl. When a person is in need of ghusl, as soon as possible he should take his ghusl. The other is our hair, especially the hair of woman, and our nails. We must make sure that we dispose of it correctly, and that is to bury it. Don't just leave it lying around. Very sadly, sometimes here in the masjid also, we don't know how it happened, but we find nails of people's here in the masjid. Do they clip nails in the masjid or what? It's unbelievable, but it is found from time to time. So that a person must be very careful about also. Then we are given more than adequate protection from the Quran Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, the three quls, etc. By reading this, a person will be totally protected. And if he is affected by jadu, this will also be removed if he reads this regularly. So therefore, we must be on our guard, and there are people around who do this. Some do it on behalf of other people. They get paid for it. Others just do it from their own self side for whatever harm they want to cause. But to learn and to practice it is totally haram. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, who narrates from نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And just before we read the hadith, in case I forget, a very strong effect of jadu is when we, our own selves, we cause it to ourselves, and that is to mix what is very pious and righteous, to mix it with the haram. And jadu comes from that. People who learn to make jadu, etc., they have to read the names of shaitan, etc., take the help of shaitan, and then they can make their jadu. And there are those cases also where they have to, when they learn, they have to, for example, urinate on the Quran Sharif, etc. That is when this jadu takes place, when shaitan is only happy when you do these terrible things. Throw the Quran Sharif, a Yasin Sharif in the toilet, etc. So when we mix it like this, then also it causes this jadu. Like for example, we got our TV, and on top of the TV we got Ayatul Kursi, written beautifully, which is the right thing, Ayatul Kursi. But on that screen, naked woman also come, other terrible things also come on there. This mixing of it, this is very dangerous and very terrible. Or we got a Smaul Husna written beautifully in gold letters, and we got it just there where the TV is also. And we put on the TV also, which is the haram, everything in it. And then we got this beautiful Asmaul Husna, Ayatul Kursi, the name of Allah. This mixing, this causes a lot of trouble for us. And many times then it cannot be detected, it cannot be, you can't find out what is the problem with the person. But this mixing of it is very, very dangerous. So in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اجتنبوا سبع الموبقات. Protect yourself from seven destructive things. Things which will destroy you completely. Protect yourself and be on your guard about them. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُنَّ. The Sahaba said, O Allah, Allah's Rasul, what are those seven things? The very keenness of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to know what is going to destroy them. قال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first and foremost thing, أَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ. To associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. One is open shirk, which a person commits. Allah protect us, that you believe in idols, you believe in other things that have got power, etc. Another hidden shirk is to do things for name and fame, which is called in the hadith also, it's a minor form of shirk, but it is also associating partners with Allah. And if our iman is very weak, and we believe that our shops sustain us, our medicine gives us shifa, etc. All these things, our jobs are sustaining us. That is also a form of shirk. So we should try and work on our iman, that we get pure iman, no sign of shirk be in our iman. And then the second thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, was sihr, and making jadu. Or this jadu, in this hadith it has been related and put on the same level of shirk with Allah. We can imagine how haram it is. What a great sin it is, like committing shirk with Allah Ta'ala. وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And to kill somebody which Allah has made haram, unless it is rightful to kill that person. Like if he killed somebody else, murdered somebody, to take his life in return, then it is permitted. But like that, without a proper shari'i reason to take the life of somebody, and in this way is jadu also so haram and so terrible. وَأَكْلُ riba, and to consume interest. And this also we have to be very careful today. Without perhaps some people, we don't study our bank statements, but we find interest added there. How many places? And this interest which is in the bank account, it is that we have to withdraw it from that account. Not just sufficient that we give money from our side and we give it away in interest. It must be withdrawn from that account. So this is also a thing which we find ourselves getting involved in interest in various ways. In the name of commission, in the name of many other things, we are getting involved in interest also, which a person must be very careful about. وَأَكْلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ. And to devour, to eat the wealth of the orphan. That is, if a person is made a trustee in an estate, for example. Many cases we happen, and a person makes a trustee who is his good friend, a person who he relies on. But we hear of cases, then that person doesn't give the orphans, they don't know what their father has left for them. And he is a trustee, but many times they don't give it to the children when they grow up, etc. They don't even know that they have inherited from their father. This is also a very, very great sin. وَالتَّوَلِّي يَوْمَ الزَّحَفِ. And to run away from the battle, when the battle takes place. At that time, to run away, that is also a very great and major sin. وَقَذْفُ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ. And to falsely accuse a chaste woman, the slandering of a chaste woman who is a believer and who is an innocent woman. This also happens very many times. And with this jadu story also, many women are also implicated, whereas they know nothing about it whatsoever. They are sincere, pious women, and they say the mother-in-law is making jadu, so and so is making jadu. How many times we hear my mother is making jadu? All these things are very, very dangerous and things that we must stay away from completely. And to accuse an innocent woman, slander her of adultery, etc., that is also. So in that category is this jadu also. This hadith has been explained before also, and we discussed it in the Quran Sharif in detail also. But here it is repeated again so that it can set in our mind that how haram this is. And today very sadly we hear cases not only of this jadu which Muslims make, which is also, as we've heard, what a terrible sin and guna it is, but people are going to Sangomas also today. People are going to all these different mamas and doctors, spiritual doctors, etc. Our good people are frequenting these people also. So we have got Allah, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. We always hear, we say that Allah is the only doer of things. We must trust and put our full trust in Allah, and Allah has given us more than adequate protection from this. There is jadu, but for the protection also Allah has given us more than enough protection. So that is what we should resort to. This is the correct way, and from the Quran Sharif and from the hadith, the du'as, the manzil, etc., that is all for our protection. May Allah save us from wrong beliefs also and wrong practices also, and save us from all haram. Wa akhiru da'wana.